Hello, everyone. Another week has fluttered by, and this one, as far as the heavens are concerned, brings our year to a close. This is the week when our sun sinks to his lowest arc in the sky. That gaseous enormity of hydrogen and helium known as Helios to the ancient Greeks, like the Pied Piper, has led away the birds and the geese and all those that migrate through the sea and through the air or down the mountainsides. He has led underground all those that burrow into the earth to sleep through the long winter's night. He has stripped our trees of their leaves and birdsong. And when he drops over the horizon Saturday evening, he leaves us in the longest, darkest night of the year. But be of good cheer, because when he reappears Sunday morning, he will have reversed course, retracing the first hesitant steps of his return, regaining the high ground. And for that, it's a particularly good week to spare a thought for the million-year-old continuum since our earliest family ancestors began tracking the sun. Think of the prayers they sent into the heavens this week, the fires they lit, the greenery they hung just so, the songs, dances, and rituals, the gifts they exchanged, hoping to breathe new life into the sun sinking ever lower in the sky. Here's a poem called The Shortest Day by Susan Cooper. So the shortest day came, and the year died. And everywhere down the centuries of the snow-white world, people came singing, dancing to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. And when the new year's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, reveling. Through all the frosty ages, you can hear them echoing behind us. Listen! All the long echoes sing the same delight, this shortest day, as promise awakens in the sleeping land. They carol, feast, give thanks, and dearly love their friends, and hope for peace, and so do we here now, this and every year.
Thank you. might have been. God forgive me if I cry. Weary blues from waiting. Lord, I've been waiting so long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet daddy, please come.
Here's a good one for this dark time of year. It's a poem by Wendell Berry. To go in the dark with a light is to know the light. To know the dark. Go without sight. And find that the dark too blooms and sings. And is traveled by dark feet and dark wings.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. Getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them. as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep. Counting your blessings. Blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep, counting your blessings.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. So this is Christmas, I hope you and the year. It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, and then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. He tried hard to help me. Made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Well, I'm so hard to handle. I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river that I could skate away. It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away
. If you will please forgive me, I believe I forgot to introduce myself and the program. It's a feature that comes to you each week at this time called Adagio, exclusively on community stations from Maine to Maui and on global community radio to stations hither and yon. I'm your host, Drew Darling, and if you would like to consult a playlist, please drop in on our website, radioadagio.com. Be sure to enter it as Radio Adagio, one word, where you will find all the details and some links to some subversive outside-the-box thinking intended to widen the boundaries of debate. That's radioadagio.com, where you can hear this and earlier programs anytime you like, free of charge.
when the bells all ring and the horns all blow and the couples we know are fondly kissing. Will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What do you do in New Year's? New Year's Eve. I wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you receive. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What do you do in New Year's, New Year's Eve?
As I sit and watch the snow falling down, I don't miss you at all. I hear children playing, laughing so loud, I don't think of your smile. So if you never come to me, you'll stay a distant memory. Mm-hmm. Out my window, I see lights going dark. Your dark eyes don't haunt me. And then I as I sit and watch the snow falling down, I don't miss you at all. I don't miss you.
Rising in the shadows overhead,
my glass is almost empty.
I read again between the lines upon each page
the words of love you send me.
If I could know
dim,
the shades of night are lifting.
The morning light
steals across my window pane,
where webs
of snow are drifting. If I could
only
be
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to cut it short. So much good music has been written about this time of year. But you can't argue with time, and we are running short of it. So, as a reward for sticking it out to the bitter end, we'll go out this week with as fine a song of Christmas as any I know. It's one Norah Jones wrote and recorded as a single. Give it a close listen and see if it grabs you as it did me. I've been your host, Drew Darling, with another adagio. Be sure to shine the light within during this dark part of the year. Bye for now.
It's not Christmas till you